The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Coast 93.1. Here's what everyone's talking about.
What's happening? What are we buzzing about today? What do you got, Kel?
Seven jurors have been chosen in Trump's hush money trial. Five more jurors will need to be seated along with six alternates. This means that opening arguments could start in the next few days. Trump was also warned by Judge Merchant over potential juror intimidation. Outside of the courtroom, Trump told reporters the judge is rushing the case and is doing as much as he can for the Democrats.
Yeah, it's interesting. Trump has to kind of balance being on trial with campaigning. So he has to kind of like campaign outside the courtroom because he has to be there for this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize he has to be there. And it's like 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And he was there as the jury, you know, potential jurors were questioned and some of them gave their real thoughts on Trump. And Yeah. And Trump got a little grumbly and that got him a little warning from the judge. And
Yeah.
But I mean, it's really interesting to hear like who the jurors are, too.
For sure. Yeah. And
what they're saying, you know, and they've dug back into their social media posts from past. Like where was one who said, time for Trump to get locked up, lock him up or something. So obviously that juror was dismissed.
Right. But said right in front of Trump. It's like.
Right. I know.
Wow.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
First time a president has been on trial like this, former president.
Yeah. Supreme Court justices are raising concerns about the Justice Department's use of an obstruction statute to charge those involved in the January 6th attack on the Capitol. This decision could have bearing on the election interference case of Donald Trump. The court's decision is expected in July. Caitlin Clark's shockingly low salary has been revealed. She'll be making a little over $338,000 over the next 4 years. Victor Wembanyama, the number one draft pick in the NBA, was set to make $55 million in his first 4 years and $12.1 million just in his first year alone.
So part of this is because she's a rookie in the WNBA.
Uh-huh.
And the WNBA just does not have as much business.
Correct.
As the NBA.
Yep.
It seems like that's changing, and Caitlin Clark is a huge part of that, right?
Yeah.
But so her starting salary as a rookie is $76,000.
Mm-hmm.
Victor Wembanyama?
Wembanyama.
Yeah. His starting salary, $12 million first year. $76,000, $12 million.
It's just that gap. That is insane. Like
It's just a lot. Like
It's crazy. Like, I get the difference between NBA and WNBA and rookie and all that.
Right.
But that pay gap is holy.
Now, granted, she's going to make a few million endorsements and stuff.
Totally.
You know, she's
already
got some.
She's changing the game.
Yeah. Well, and her jersey broke a record for the top-selling draft pick jersey ever.
Awesome.
Ever.
She's awesome.
Number 22.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know the team. Is it the Indiana Fever?
Yes, I believe so. If I'm wrong,
trust all of a sudden, they're going to. Boy, I tell you what, if you've owned the Indiana Fever.
Oh, yeah.
You're going, ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is good news.
Yes, it is.
This is good news.
A Naked Gun reboot is coming, and it's going to star Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson. Random.
What?
Pamela Anderson, like, amazing. Liam Neeson makes no sense.
What? Like, right. Is it not going to be a comedy?
Right.
And because Liam Neeson can be funny.
Yeah. He can be
He can
cute.
Be funny, but he's not known for comedy.
No. Not like Leslie Nielsen.
No. So what did they just say? Who's got the closest name who's still alive to Leslie Nielsen? Let's see. Liam Neeson. Oh, that'll
Perfect.
Work. Is he free?
Yeah, exactly. Travis Kelce is going to be adding game show host to his resume. He'll be hosting a new game show that is a spinoff of the show Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? It will be called Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? And it will be shown on Prime Video. Celine Dion's upcoming documentary officially has a premiere date. It's called I Am Celine. It will drop on Amazon Prime on June 25th. She shared just a first look at the documentary on her Instagram.
Boy, that'll be a moment. I mean, if you've been a Celine fan for a while, just to see the way that she's been sidelined with this stiff person syndrome. And, I mean, it's such a strange illness, syndrome, condition, whatever you call it, you know?
We'll learn a lot about it in this documentary.
I'm sure. I'm sure.
And last but not least, according to remote.com, Portland, Maine is the number one city in the U.S. to work from home and seventh in the world. It was due to Portland's location, increased diversity, and tax credits that it offers to recent graduates who live in the state. Put your dreams up for Portland.
Yeah, that's pretty big news. Woo! Pretty big news. And here come all the new people from away.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Well, that's good. I mean, it's good when people move here and invest money in the economy. Because even if, you know, the jobs aren't here, if people are moving here and spending their money in Maine and in Portland, supporting businesses and all that, that's good.
Yeah, for sure.
Paying Maine taxes and all that.
Yep.
Helping us fix the roads and all that stuff, even if they're making their money out of state. That's all right.
Yeah.
I think, right?
Sure.
I don't know. I don't understand economics.